Chapter 20
Daddy!
Sari shrieked. Uncle Ben lay on his back, knees raised, hands at his sides, his eyes shut. Sari and I shoved the heavy stone lid open another foot.
Is he?
Sari stammered. I pressed my hand on his chest. His heart was thumping with a steady beat. He's breathing, I told her. I leaned into the mummy case. Uncle Ben? Can you hear me? Uncle Ben! He didn't move. I lifted his hand and squeezed it. It felt warm, but limp. Uncle Ben! Wake up! I shouted. His eyes didn't open. I lowered the hand back to the bottom of the mummy case. He's out cold, I murmured. Sari stood behind me, both hands pressed against her cheeks. She stared down at Uncle Ben, her eyes wide with fear.
I don't believe this,
she cried in a tiny voice.
Dr. Fielding left Daddy here to smother. If we hadn't come along.
Her voice trailed off. Uncle Ben let out a low groan. Sari and I stared down at him hopefully, but he didn't open his eyes. We have to call the police, I told Sari. We have to tell them about Dr. Fielding.
But we can't just leave Daddy here, Sari replied.
I started to reply, but a frightening thought burst into my mind. I felt a shudder of fear roll down my body. Sari, I started. If Uncle Ben is lying in the mummy case, then where is the mummy? Her mouth dropped open. She stared back at me in stunned silence. And then we both heard the footsteps. Slow, scraping footsteps. And saw the mummy stagger stiffly into the room.